AircheckDownloads.com. American Top 40. Radio plays them, record stores sell them, Billboard ranks them, and AT40 counts them down. Number 7. It's a recent number 1 dance and disco record produced and written by Rick James. The Mary Jane Girls, JoJo, Candy, Maxie, and Corvette with In My House. Third week at number 7 for the Mary Jane Girls on American Top 40. Their first pop chart single is called In My House from the album Only For You. Now, as we get set to hear the 6 biggest hits in the USA, let's check out the tops of Billboard's other charts. Number 1 in the country chart is Little Things by the Oak Ridge Boys. Number 1 in the soul chart, Rock Me Tonight by Freddie Jackson. And number 1 in the album chart, the Beverly Hills Cop soundtrack. On the pop singles chart, we're at number 6. It's Madonna with her hit song, Angel. I believe that dreams come true, because you came when I wished for you. Moving from number 9 to number 6 in our countdown, second week in the top 10 for Angel by Madonna. A listener wants to know, what was the fastest climbing number 1 song by a woman? Well, we have a tie here between 2 number 1s. Leslie Gore's song about a girl who loses her boyfriend at her own party, and Bobby Gentry's song about a guy who jumps off a bridge. Details and a piece of each song are coming up.
The hits from coast to coast. Coast to coast. American Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem, getting closer and closer to number 1. Here's Duran Duran with a title song from the new James Bond movie, A View to a Kill. In their video, the Fab Five intercut scenes of themselves on the world-famous Eiffel Tower in Paris with scenes from the movie, which also take place on the Eiffel Tower. And Duran Duran's lead singer plays Agent 003½. He says, "My name is Bond, Simon Le Bon." Up 7 big notches to number 5, here's A View to a Kill.
Meeting you.
Duran Duran with a big move this week from number 12 to number 5 in the countdown. A View to a Kill from the soundtrack. Now, let's answer that question about fast climbing number 1s. Bob McClellan in Miami, Florida wants to know, what was the fastest climbing number 1 song by a woman? Well, Bob, there's a tie in this category between 2 songs. Each took only 4 weeks to reach number 1. The first song to do that hit in May 1963. It was by a Strawberry Blonde, a 17-year-old girl from Tenafly, New Jersey. Her song told the story of a girl who had lost her boyfriend to another girl at a party. Her own party. Listen. That's a piece of It's My Party by 60s singing star Leslie Gore. Produced, by the way, by Quincy Jones. It set a record for fastest number 1 by a woman. 4 weeks. Then a 1967 hit by a woman from Chickasaw County, Mississippi, also hit number 1 in 4 weeks. The song told a sad story of a boy who leaps off a bridge.
And then she said, "I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge."
From 1967, that's Ode to Billy Joe by Bobby Gentry. It took only 4 weeks to hit number 1, tying the record set 4 years earlier by Leslie Gore's It's My Party. And there's your answer, Bob. 2 songs are tied for fastest climbing number 1 by a woman. It's My Party by Leslie Gore and Ode to Billy Joe by Bobby Gentry. Thanks for your letter. Now, on with a countdown.
Number 4.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
From his recent number 1 album, Around the World in a Day, now at number 2 on the album chart, here's Prince climbing 7 solid notches with his current smash about his favorite hat, Raspberry Beret. Raspberry Beret, the kind you find in a secondhand store. At number 4, it moved up 7 notches this week. Written, produced, and sung by Prince and the Revolution. As the countdown continues.
Casey's Coast to Coast, American Top 40.
The hits get bigger as the numbers get smaller.
Number 3.
Here's a big one that just spent 2 weeks at number 1 and drops to number 3. Everybody Wants to Rule the World from from Bath, England, here's Tears for Fears.
Welcome to your life.
After 2 weeks at number one, that song falls to number three. It's Tears for Fears on American Top 40 with Everybody Wants to Rule the World. Coming up, the new number one song in the land. For the man who sings it, it almost became a posthumous number one. All because he wanted to jump out of an airplane.
Casey's Coast to Coast.
Aircheckdownloads.com.